All right, guys, we got the big Warriors-Rockets game tonight. I'm going to stay away from making a prediction. All I hope is for a close game. I mean, I always am riding with the Warriors, but Iguodala is still hurt. Klay Thompson, I think, is going to be pretty hurt tonight, too. I mean, those knee and ankle injuries, that's usually worse 48 hours after, so I think he's going to be affected tonight, too. They're going to be hampered, and Houston's at home, so I got no idea what's about to happen tonight. I'm excited. I just hope it's going to be close. And then what I wanted to talk about today is the All-NBA teams that came out. First team, second team, third team. Initial thoughts. Damian Lillard, first team. I have no problem with that. Everybody seems to have an issue with it. His team was the 3 seed. Everybody is basically arguing that Russell Westbrook deserves to be the first team. You know what? I don't agree with that. Why? Just because he averaged a triple-double 2 years in a row? Let's get something straight. Russell Westbrook's stats are inflated. They're inflated because people just give rebounds to him on the team. Just watch any of the clips on YouTube of Steven Adams just handing over his rebounds to Russell Westbrook because he cares more about padding his stats than getting wins, I guess. But seriously, it's like 20% of his defensive rebounds are contested. That's ridiculous. So next, I wanted to see what is going to stand out to me on this list. And nothing really is affecting me that badly. I think what affected me the most was when I looked at other players receiving votes, not guys who made any of the teams, but looking at the fact that, like, Steven Adams got a vote. Somebody voted for Steven Adams to be on the third team All-NBA. Excuse me, two people did. Two people voted for Steven Adams. And how is that possible? You're telling me you'd rather have Steven Adams over, like, Nikola Jokic? If Nikola Jokic was on the Thunder, they'd be in the conference finals right now. That guy can shoot threes, pass. He is 10 times better than Steven Adams. And then it's like, Kristaps Porzingis got a vote? Yo, he tore his ACL before the All-Star break. That doesn't make any sense to me. Chris Paul was left off. He was the highest vote getter 2 years in a row now who was left off. And what else stands out to me? I mean, nothing really is catching my eye. I think that mostly these are right. It's really tough because a lot of people did get injured. It's like Kyrie Irving, I think, came in with third most votes. I mean, he didn't miss that many games, but he did miss games. And so I think that's something that really needs to be an important factor. It's like, how many games did you play? Kristaps Porzingis, you tore your ACL before the All-Star break. How'd you get a vote? Doesn't make sense. Besides that, guys, excited for the game tonight. Send me your voice messages. Let me know your predictions. Like I said, I can't make a prediction because I got no idea if Iguodala and Klay Thompson are playing tonight. I mean, I know they're on the roster, but trust me, they're not going to be moving the way they're supposed to. So looking forward to the game tonight.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.